Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Midweek comedian Nick Allen a little later on this morning. Petey's with us. Hump day.
Mike.
TJ Miller in the studio on Friday. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. I think there's a few tickets left. I'm not exactly sure. I think I retweeted something out from the Funny Bone. But go on FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Mm-hmm. Oh, the 420 show, I believe he's doing an early show Saturday. He's doing three shows Saturday.
That one is sold out.
That one's sold out, yeah.
There are a few left for Friday and Saturday night.
All right. 420 is Saturday. The celebration of weed.
Oh.
Which is cool.
Huh.
In a state where it's illegal. Isn't that crazy?
It's kind of cool that that has become a national holiday just in the last decade.
Craig does live broadcasts at vape shops on that day, you know, in the city. So you're right. It's like we just ignore the government and say, guess what? Not the vape shops sell weed. That's not the point. The point is that we all, it's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge everywhere. Yeah. Ah, it's 420. Cool. Let's all get high. Yeah. Go see TJ Miller.
I don't know if the other legal states have it, but, you know, right in the city center. Thousands of people gather in a park in Denver.
You mentioned that, yeah.
So they can exhale a big cloud of marijuana smoke illegally.
Potheads.
Because you can't smoke in public.
Outside, yeah.
Illegally, yeah. You're not allowed to smoke in public, but apparently that's not enforced that day.
Well, they got other stuff to worry about.
They're
probably
more worried about getting the news helicopters in the air so they can circle the park and get the footage.
You see the puff?
Because it is pretty impressive
when
everybody exhales at the same time to see that cloud of smoke when it's a clear day hover over the park. Knowing that's all exhaled marijuana smoke.
Does a helicopter just open the doors and then fly down into the cloud?
Yeah, let's go for it.
No, that'd be a bad idea.
Yeah, at least for the at least for the pilot. The rest of the guys in the helicopter. Can I ride with you?
We are celebrating, and this I may be bringing this up too late in the month. We are celebrating National Humor Month. So be humorous.
Oh, yeah, that's overrated.
Be a humorist.
Yeah.
Be. Have humor.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what to do.
I don't feel like it, man.
Yeah.
I don't feel like
funny.
It. Don't force that down me.
Hey.
You never say that.
Hey. Pleasure Cox. That's my next name I'm telling the cops.
Oh.
They might not be that
kind. That's a name.
Yeah. Yeah, you brought the story up. It's a name.
They might think you're celebrating National Humor Month.
I've heard the name Pleasure before because it's, you know, sometimes you'll see names and that's a name. But if your last, last name is Cox, you might not want to.
Like Fred.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you're in the porn industry.
Yeah. And even then, it shouldn't be on your checks.
No.
It should be your fake name. Your fake name.
Right. That should be a stage name.
Stage name. Right, right.
I blame mom and dad on that one.
Right. Unless she married into the Cox family.
Yeah.
You got to hyphenate if you're going to marry in.
But she didn't, though, because she her sister was named Cox, too. So that she was obviously.
Well, she gave a false name. She,
right.
Her sister could have been Mary Smith.
Oh, I thought it was Pleasure Cox.
No, she was Pleasure Cox.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So she didn't marry into?
She
her
wasn't
name,
wheeled out.
Her name is Pleasure Cox.
Yeah.
Pleasure S. Cox.
Yeah, but you don't use
I don't know what her middle name is, but the initial is S.
I'm almost afraid to Google that.
And I'm typing nude.
That maybe less.
Well, if you Google Pleasure Cox Crib.
You know, and I don't remember seeing a picture
You'll be there all day. You'll be there all day.
I don't remember seeing Pleasure's picture.
She's African-American.
You think?
I'll bet you a dollar, and I'll double that.
You mean you'll bet $2?
Which I owe you. And if Todd's not drinking tonight, I owe you $4 tomorrow.
Todd, you didn't drink last night?
He stops Friday.
No.
Yeah, now he's getting all arrogant about it. 2 days.
No, he's
2 days. 2 days. Listen to me crowing over here.
You are crowing.
That's all I can talk about.
2 days. And now he says you might go all week.
Mister, I took through a couple Thursday. Of days off.
I took a couple days off.
Yeah. Now he's just rubbing our faces.
He's just trying to put money in Craig's pocket.
Exactly.
I appreciate that.
He stops Friday no matter
I've
what.
I've got no issue with that.
Now, is it just a dollar a day? What's the agreement
No,
here?
I doubled it up through Friday. After we found out that doubled up thing, the math yesterday messed me up horribly.
So you're allowing Craig the opportunity to make up to $8.
Yes.
Depending upon my
upwards of $8.
Listen, I know you're proud of yourself, and you should be, and I don't want you drinking every night. But for show purposes, as the jokes, because some people, we have a lot of listeners don't understand this is a show, and they take a lot of it too seriously.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Todd not drinking every night, because I want him to be around a lot longer. Because we ain't quitting anytime soon.
Right.
These are our livelihoods, and we have jobs. And on top of that, he's a friend.
Oh, yeah.
But that's down the list.
But I'm still going to make fun of him. But I still am not going to pay him. Yeah, you're not going to. You'll drink Friday, I guarantee that.
Well, he's already said that he
I thought
was
he
probably going to.
No, he said he'd make it till tonight.
Okay, but earlier today, he said he's probably, at least on Friday. He may have a job.
Yeah, but off the air yesterday, he said he probably would tonight be tonight's the test, I believe.
I'd give you that.
I think tonight is the test.
I thought last night was the test. Well, last night was more difficult than the night before.
Really?
And that makes
tonight, it was an effort.
And that makes tonight even more difficult, right?
I kind of looked over there and it was like
it talked to you.
It was taunting you.
Todd.
No, hey, Todd.
Sitting at the desk or sitting on the couch and there's
vodka.
There's not a Moscow mule over there. You know, it's like I'm missing my
limb.
My security blanket.
You're missing a limb.
It's like the old Tootsie Roll commercials. Whatever it is, I think I see.
You had a phantom Moscow mule pain, didn't you? You felt it there, but it wasn't there.
I reached it.
That means you had a problem.
It was gone.
Good
well,
point.
Did you end up getting some sort of beverage to place there?
Some of that sleepy time tea.
Did you put it in the copper mug?
Yeah.
You should have done that. Okay.
I didn't put it in a copper mug.
You need the copper.
I put it in a coffee mug. I thought you said coffee mug.
No, I meant copper mug, just to keep the same consistency of your lips to the copper.
No, because then that would just tempt me.
Oh, that's true. Plus, you could smell leftover vodka in that thing.
Just make a virgin mule and see if you know the difference.
A virgin mule.
No, you don't want to start doing that. Then people will fool
you. What is it?
Yeah.
Non-alcoholic beer and non-alcoholic ginger
beer and wine. Squeeze the lime.
Oh, God.
Just,
yeah, that's
you know, water it down a little bit more. It just tastes like vodka.
It would just be ginger beer in a copper mug.
That would be it. Yeah. There's no non-alcoholic vodka as of yet.
Well, vodka doesn't add a lot of flavor.
No,
to
it
things,
doesn't.
So,
but it adds the best part, the buzz.
The important part, yeah.
The only way that you can taste if there's a lot of vodka in vodka in a drink is if there's a lot of it.
Yeah. How it should be.
Okay, I'll give.
That's true.
I should give Craig $8 today, and then when you blow that, he has to give me money back.
Oh, that's really adding on.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Too much thinking.
I know.
That puss will have to do.
And he'll have spent that $8.
I won't figure it out.
He'll have spent that $8, and he won't be able to give it back.
That's true.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's true.
The kids came by. They hit me up for a couple bucks. I got nothing.
At least you don't pay for things at gas stations. So
yeah, that's true. You just walk out there. Yeah.
Well, they like me to.
Yeah.
They like for me to pay for stuff at the convenience store when I stand in the middle of the place looking around with something in my hand and then just walk out.
I still want to see that security video.
So
man.
Do I.
God dang it.
But the thing would be great. Black and white, you're just looking around in a circle, just just walking out.
Just walked out.
I did.
Taking a drink probably out of the bottle. Like,
I did. I think I may have done a 360. What am I forgetting? Look all the way around and leaving. I guess
at least you're a low-level klepto. You know, a 69-cent fountain drink is, you
still
know,
though, man.
They
still.
Said, yeah, the guy who did walk out. Hey, sir, you going to pay for that?
I guess now
I am.
Well, he saw you wandering around the store, sir, and knew you weren't dangerous.
I was wandering about, yeah. And that's what he said. He said, if you were trying to steal it, you didn't do a very good job.
And you say your name's Pleasure Cox.
Absolutely.
That's the name you gave him.
Was there any speculation to why you were kind of spacey?
Have you met him?
No, didn't come into play. They were just glad that I had money to pay for it.
Did they ask if you were all right?
No, they didn't care about that either. No. They just cared that I had money to pay for it.
Good.
Sure, you're going to pay for that.
Yeah, I suppose.
Is it your regular convenience store?
No.
Oh, it's not?
I mean, it's one of them.
One of them, okay, kind of.
Yeah. I don't really have a regular one. Yeah.
But they don't yell, Craig, when you walk in the door
or
anything?
No, they don't. No, they don't.
No, I was, there was a therapist that listened to the show, got in touch with me.
About your alcoholism?
Yeah. Right. There's no alcoholism.
I know. I'm trying to tell you that. I've been trying to tell you that. You're not an alcoholic.
Because she said there would have been, like, alcohol withdrawal symptoms.
Like Petey had, right?
By now, you know, if I had drank a 12-pack a day.
Oh, of course.
Or, you know, down to 750 of vodka every day.
That's true.
Then you can't go cold turkey.
But you did have, what, 4 to 5 shots a day, you think?
3.
Okay, well, that's not bad. That's why you're okay.
I don't know if it's necessarily good
for you. No, it's not good for you. I never said it was good for you, but 3 shots of vodka
is
nothing for guys like us. That is nothing.
I mean, it's, you know, 2 or 3 more than they say that you should have.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say that.
But it is not out of the realm of normalcy for this crowd.
If you're a pro, 3 shots of vodka a day is nothing.
Yeah, it's 10 less than what you should be having.
But there's a room full of people somewhere where all 4 of them didn't drink last night, and it's just taken for granted. It's not a big
topic. Well, right here.
That's true.
Us 4 didn't drink last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. We didn't.
And Puss didn't go to the concert last night.
But,
no, I didn't have anything.
When is the last time that's been the case in this studio?
I think it happens, you know, once
a week. It probably does happen once in a while, a week, since you quit, maybe.
As the linchpin.
You were a linchpin for a while.
You were the last line of defense against this happening.
Yeah, you were the last line.
I apologize to the Jews.
I was the last one.
Well, no, you were the last one now recently, but Petey... The reason it never happened for years was because of Petey.
No. Yeah, even on a night when you forgot,
and
Petey
not,
was getting after.
And I'm not saying
we
I
knew
was a,
that.
I wasn't. I'm not a teetotaler all week either. I'm just saying that it probably happened a bunch of times when since Petey's quit drinking. Well, maybe not a bunch because you picked it right up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't miss much. I've noticed the last couple of nights I've slept a little better. You know, I didn't wake up in the middle of the night. And I'm hoping...
Screaming.
I was also hoping it would improve my performance on the air, but I haven't seen anything that would indicate that yet.
It's not performance. It's feeling better physically.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when I'm hungover, I think the show's better.
I don't know about that either. I don't know about the feeling better part.
It's only been 2 days without alcohol.
You know, a typical alcoholism stance. I think I'm a little bit better when I'm hungover.
Well, no, I'm actually not. I'm actually not.
Well, it's different.
It is different.
Yeah.
More of the same in Alabama.
Of course.
You're going to love this one.
That means, are you being sarcastic?
No.
Yeah.
That was being sarcastic.
Damn.
Now you are.
All right. You may remember that Roy Moore lost.
Yes, he did, because he's a he liked high school girls when he shouldn't have.
All right. Now then, all know the name Roy Moore. He when he was running for Senate. And
endorsed by the President of the United States, by the way.
He was their Chief Justice on the state Supreme Court a couple times as well.
The guy cruised malls for high school girls in his mid-30s.
He's
and
the
younger.
Southern white R. Kelly.
Yep.
Ew. Alabama's going down!
Now, do you remember the guy he beat? What's his name?
The dude that has to only...
That beat Roy Moore. I'm sorry.
In the primary or the
something?
In the actual...
He's a senator now, right?
Election, the Democrat.
To fill out the rest of the...
It wasn't
no idea, right? No.
If I hear the name, I'll know it exactly.
Would you?
Yeah.
Doug Jones.
Yep. Yep. I do. I remember that now.
Okay. But nevertheless.
Right.
So he's got to run again.
Yeah, he does, because it was to fill the rest of that seat, right?
Right. From Sessions. Jeff Sessions.
All they got to do is run another Republican, and the Republican will win. But are they going to run Roy Moore again? He's running, right? Roy Moore can't find a job.
They have to come up with the Republican side.
Somebody besides Roy Moore.
No.
No.
No. No, 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 no. He is leading.
Oh, my God.
Among the GOP candidates.
Bunch of freaking necks.
And not just leading. He's leading by 27%, wow. Is Roy Moore.
Well, people double down on their horrible actions, and people love that. I mean, we see that every day now. A guy calls out Muslims and Jews, and I mean, whatever. He just calls out everybody, and people double down. I like that guy. He's a racist xenophobe like me.
Yeah. That should not surprise you.
It doesn't surprise me. It's Alabama.
Well, it's just the nature of backlash.
But backlash to pedophilia.
Yeah.
We should be allowed to be a pedophilia. What's the big deal?
That was a long time ago, Tyler.
No, it wasn't, really.
Well, according to Roy Moore,
sure.
It was never.
Yeah, he lied about it.
He didn't happen.
Yeah, right.
He was not banned from the mall for being a freak.
Yeah, he was.
Nuh-uh, yeah. Never happened.
He signed girls' yearbook.
Even if he did.
He signed girls' yearbook saying how you do.
Yeah, that's a fake. Yeah.
The mindset is, I'd rather vote for a pedophile than a Democrat.
Right.
Or a baby killer.
Yep.
That's it? Well, one and the same, Craig.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me, Todd. You're right, because we got people backing pedophiles killers. All the time now. I mean, you see it on Facebook now.
Yeah, depends on the pedophile.
Lay off my religion.
You know, I like pedophiles. Our pedophiles based on a pedophile by pedophile basis.
Right. Crazy.
Prosecutors are looking for Felicity Huffman to do 4 to 10 months
of community theater
behind bars after being accused of paying $15,000 to have somebody take the SAT test for her daughter. 4 to 10 months.
No way.
Well, okay.
I don't think you should have to go to jail for that. I think you pay.
But are you
shamed? Pay a fine, get a record. I get it. But I'm talking about anybody that did it, not just her, because she's an actress.
Okay, but if there's no real consequence, you can do, then what's the problem with doing?
Well, sure. I think it's still happening.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. That doesn't make it right that she did that, and she should pay a huge fine and maybe do something else.
Do we feel this way because it is white collar crime? And,
I think so.
And oh, no one was really injured.
I think so in a
it's
way.
It's kind of like they're making an example out of her, like they did Martha Stewart. What they put Martha Stewart in jail for, thousands of guys had done before, and
right.
They never went to jail for.
Right.
But she did, just because she's famous, and they're going to make an example
well,
out of her.
Well, probably this whole crowd.
The whole crowd.
Sure.
We need to be, they
got caught up in this.
They need to report on all the other 50, 60, 70,
we don't
500
care.
Families, that, rich people.
If they have to do that, then the story goes away.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Then it's not interesting. Because
right.
We don't know
okay,
their
okay,
names.
Okay. First of all, she's not going to do 4 months.
She'll 4 to 10.
She'll be in 30 days and she'll say, okay, get out.
Or 3 days.
Right. Or maybe in 3 days, right.
And then there's another story of this college student out of Iowa that went over to Arkansas to a popular hiking spot.
Yep.
And, in the Ozark Mountains and fell about 100 feet.
They show the picture she's taking,
after
too.
Stepping too close to the edge to take a photo.
It's not a selfie, by the way, so stop that. She's taking a picture of a cliff. And she was on an area where she fell. So when they keep saying selfies, she wasn't taking a selfie. But she wasn't watching where she was going by taking the picture.
Yeah. This
sad
is,
story, too, man.
So it's a photo-related death, but not a selfie-related
but they're all,
death.
They use the word selfie for everything anymore now.
Well, I think it's just assumed that
yeah,
you're, that, one, that a 20-year-old girl is taking
from,
a selfie.
From what I can tell, it was a picture of a cliff, because it says this is the photo she's taking. So I don't know where they got the phone from, unless it didn't go down with her.
Or it survived the 100-foot fall.
Yeah, might have, right.
Or it went to the cloud.
Right. That's true, too.
This particular spot, Hawks Bill Cragg, is the highlight of the Whitaker Point Trail, one of Arkansas's most popular spots for marriage proposals.
And this wasn't some drunk college thing either. They were on a trip, a field trip for like her science class. And I read a whole article about her life. She's a hell of a student, just a horrible tragedy. But geez, be careful, man.
Yeah.
Stay off the cliffs.
Out of Ohio, a union picket line was across from these people's house. Picketers on the line, often greeted by passing motorists, honking the horn. Yeah, we're on your side. So a couple baked these picketers some sugar cookies and gave them the baked goods to the
sugar.
Striking school employees. The couple wanted the noisy picket line to leave, so they spiked the cookies with a laxative.
Great.
Oh, okay.
Wow, good people.
They didn't put weed in it.
Good people.
That freaks some people out.
Yeah, so now they are both facing a felony contamination charge.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, of course you can't.
That's a crime.
A pooping picket line.
And they did it on the social media.
Would be a little more effective.
Police began investigating pair.
They started crapping. Right. They might settle with
them. Let's go protest and poop.
In the morning.
And that is making a statement.
They put these videos up on the Facebook. Police began investigating after they got a tip about these videos on one of their Facebook pages showing them preparing the laxative spiked treat. The video captured the couple discussing the delivery of the cookies to the strikers as well.
If you're going to break the law, don't put it on Facebook. Come on.
Scumbags.
No strikers.
The noise is too loud because
the cookies, apparently.
The people are fighting for their rights at work. It's too loud.
Yeah,
it's too loud. I'd rather have a weed cookie than a poop cookie, wouldn't you guys? You know, even if I was completely stone cold sober. Give me the weed cookie, not
most
the poop
days,
cookie.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Most days. Do not hand me the poop cookie.
Don't make a Twitter poll out of that.
That's a pretty easy answer.
See, if a guy would have gave us a poop brownie in Wichita, we couldn't have announced the band, so we'd have been pooping. All right? We barely announced him high, but it was a hell of a lot better night.
And I know it's coming up next.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.